Long before John Mackey died in 2011 at age 69, he was a football star inducted into the Hall of Fame.
35 years ago, John Mackey ran into history, catching a touchdown pass to help the Baltimore Colts win the Super Bowl.
Back then, Mackey's mind worked as well as his body. But in his mid-50s, wife Sylvia says he began exhibiting strange, even bizarre behavior. The eventual diagnosis of Alzheimer's was what she described as relief. In a speech sponsored by the Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute, Sylvia Mackey suggested one way a caregiver can cope is to avoid disagreements where very little is at stake.
If he says it's snowing outside and it's not, yes, it is. What difference does it really make? You're keeping the peace and you're keeping them happy.
Geriatric specialist Dr. Michael Malone also spoke at the forum. He says Alzheimer's research should be a priority in a country that's getting older.
So that we have the same strength as our colleagues who developed strategies to improve the care of folks with HIV. We need the same kind of push and strong advocacy.
The Wisconsin Alzheimer's Institute says the federal government is currently spending $500 million a year on Alzheimer's research. This is significantly less than what is spent on cancer, heart disease, and HIV/AIDS. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.